Sessions came to fear that he would lose his job if he dared to follow President Trump's repeated exhortations to investigate the Clintons and the Obamas. How different this was from the Obama administration, where records prove that Robert Kramer, a veteran leftist political operative who founded the shady Democracy Partners, made 340 visits to the Obama White House, 45 of which included meetings with President Obama. Project Veritas's James O'Keefe had captured Kramer on hidden camera video, revealing Kramer's willingness to hire rabble-rousers and even the mentally ill to disrupt GOP functions. The truth is that Kramer had an open door to Obama's Oval Office, despite his four-decade-long history as a Democratic operative who pleaded guilty in 2005 to charges of bank fraud and tax violations, recruited agitators, including union members, homeless people, and the mentally ill, to incite violence by provoking Trump supporters on camera at campaign stops. Clearly, Barack Obama had nothing to fear from the NSA or the CIA as long as John Brennan was heading the CIA, or from the Department of Justice as long as Eric Holder or Loretta Lynch was Attorney General. With the White House staff loyal to Obama and the Democrats confident that they controlled a subservient and politically partisan mainstream media, Obama felt comfortable using the White House as his personal dirty tricks base of operations. Working under this cover, Obama felt he could rig the election in favor of Hillary Clinton, even if it meant encouraging the FBI and DOJ to conduct foreign intelligence surveillance court-ordered electronic surveillance of Trump campaign officials. Obama apparently went so far as to violate national security laws regarding the privacy rights of U.S. citizens by unmasking the names of Trump campaign officials under surveillance and leaking that information to the press. Sessions would investigate none of these improprieties. In his unwillingness to drain the swamp, Sessions did nothing to remove Clinton and Obama holdovers from key positions within the FBI and DOJ bureaucracy. Additionally troublesome was that Sessions refrained from investigating IRS Director Josh Koskinen, despite the role Koskinen played in the Tea Party. During the Obama administration, Koskinen defended Lois Lerner when it was proven that Lerner, as head of the IRS Exempt Organizations Unit, had blackballed Tea Party Patriot groups from obtaining tax-exempt 501c3 or 501c4 status. Instead of restructuring the IRS to remove its obvious political bias for the Democrats, Sessions shocked Trump supporters when he told congressional Republicans on September 8, 2017, that he had no plans to bring any criminal charges against Lois Lerner, despite Lerner having taken the Fifth Amendment to avoid answering.